This is why I love coming home to Los Angeles. This is my home right now. Just look around, man. Everyone, just look at this, man. Like, we got every color of the rainbow in the theater tonight. That's when you know you're in LA. I mean, we got, like, you can smell each race in here. You know what I mean? I can smell every, like, you can, there's like some tortillas right around here. Some chicken and waffles right around this area. There's a chicken and a waffle. Some Filipino food all over the goddamn place. Is that how many Filipinos in here right now? Let me just hear how many Filipinos. That's a lot of Filipinos. Somewhere in Glendale, there's an empty hospital. No nurses working tonight. Nurses day off. Just doctors walking around going, where's Bernadette? She's at the full medicine. That's how those Filipino nurses talk, like the ones that didn't come to the show, the snitchy fucking Filipino nurse. She's pissed off that she didn't go. All the other Filipino nurses came to the show. Now she's telling the doctor, she's at the full medicine. I was in the break room and her purse fell down. Ticket fall out. It says Joe Hoy. And she's at the show laughing, having a good time. If you're not Filipino, that's how they talk. My mom talks like that. Right? It doesn't matter how exciting the news is, my mom's face always looks depressed. Most exciting news in the world, depression on the face. It's your sister's birthday. Your brother's getting married. Oh, that sucks, Mom. My mom will give the worst advice. The worst advice. That's why I had to leave my mom. Worst advice. If I go to the bar, if my mom's the first one to call me and go, Joseph, are you going to a bar out there? Are you going out there to those bars, that bar? Yeah, I'm going to those bars, Mom. What? Which bar? Which bar, Joseph? Which? Like, she knows all the fucking bars. I'm just going to a bar. Why, Mom? Why are you calling? I gotta go. Because, Joseph, the reason why I'm asking you, that's how my mom talks to me. She's gotta fucking sing. Joseph, the reason why I'm telling you, why, what bar, is because there's people out there putting drugs in the drink. What are you talking about, Mom? Drugs, Joseph, drugs. They call it rupee. Did you say rupee? Yes, Joseph, rupee. You mean rupee? Yes, Joseph, rupee. Mom, why? Why are you talking? Because, Joseph, what it is they put it in the drink. And it's a date rape drug. Mom, I'm all right. I don't think anyone's going to rupee me. So thank you. I'm late. I got to go. Thank you for the advice, but I'm going to be okay. And then she gets mad. Oh, okay, Joseph. You know what? Then just go. Go, Joseph. Go to those bars. And drink several drinks. And put them all over the bar. Someone will put a rupee in one of those drinks. You will drink it, fall asleep, you wake up, they're fucking your ass. Fucking your ass. And then you'll wake up, my butt hurts, you got rupee. Just a side note, any guy that's ever roofied a girl, you're a piece of shit. That's fucked up. Roofie a girl. That is such bullshit. You roofie a girl? Are you kidding me? That's horrible. Don't roofie a girl. This is what I do. Creepy guys, listen up. Don't roofie a girl. That's illegal. This is what I do. When you're out drinking with a girl, all right, use the voice that she thinks she hears when she's being roofied. It's hysterical. She doesn't know what the fuck is going on. Like, right when she takes a sip out of her drink, just look at her and go, how are you feeling?
What?
I said, how are you feeling?
I don't feel good.
You don't look good either. There's some guys here that are gonna try that shit tonight. I swear to God, you creepy fuckers. Don't do it at the bar across the street. You get caught. Buy a girl a drink and look at her and go, how are you feeling? And she's like, I was at that show, asshole.
Sorry.
You know how happy I am to be home in LA? You don't understand, you guys. Because I'm on the road all the time, and I gotta go to places where it's like I'm looked at like they've never seen this shit before. You know what I mean? Like they've not. I go to Louisville, and I am the Asian population. It's like me and like a couple nail salons, and that's it. And I go to these places, and it's tough because when you live there, they have things that we aren't used to in LA. Like they got tornadoes in Louisville. Like, I've never been in a tornado before, okay? And I don't know how to react, and I don't know what to do, you know what I mean? Because I'm never part of that. Like, this is what happened. When I was just in Louisville, a tornado hit Churchill down, where they run the horses, okay? Blew the roofs off the stables and threw horses across the fucking street. And I was there, and I'm like, I don't want to be here. I'm a comedian. I don't want to be here. I don't know what a tornado is. They had warnings the whole week that I was performing there. And if you never heard a tornado warning before, it's this sound, this alarm sound. It's creepy. Like, you don't, if you're not from there, you don't know what the fuck it is. I was walking to the comedy club, and this is right here. It's a... And I was like, this cat is fucking the shit out of this cat. I want to see these two cats fucking, because the other cat is fucking like and I asked the guy, I go, excuse me, what is that sound? What is that? And he's like, the guy from the movie, he was like, oh, that's just a tornado warning. That's what he said to me, that's just a tornado warning. And I was like, well, shouldn't we fucking hide? And this is what he said to me. He goes, oh, no, it's not going to come. It's not going to come through here. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, that's why their houses get blown the fuck away. Because he talks to Tornado all day. Like, hey, Tornado, you going to come through... You don't come through here. Tornado says, I'm not going to come through there. It's a fucking tornado. You don't know when a tornado is going to appear. It just fucking starts. It just starts spinning. It just starts. It's like an annoying gay friend that crashes your party. Like, ah. It's like, who invited Tornado? He's blowing everybody. Only natural disaster, this is what people from LA, the natural disaster, we're used to earthquakes, right? And we don't give a fuck about them. They don't scare us. When we're from here, we don't give a fuck about an earthquake. This is how you act at an earthquake. All of us. It's the same shit. It fucking shakes, and you're like, and when it stops, you're like, hey, let's get Pinkberry. You want Pinkberry? Give a fuck. Fuck you, earthquake. Give a shit about an earthquake. I was in my first earthquake. It was about 4 years ago or 5 years ago. It was with my son. It was the first earthquake I was ever in with my son. And it was so funny because he was sitting on the couch like this watching TV, right? And I just got out of the shower, and I'm toweling off. Now, if you've never been in an earthquake, it lasts maybe, what, 3 seconds at the most? But it feels like eternity, right? So I just remember I just got out of the shower, and I'm toweling off, and then all of a sudden everything starts shaking. Just I was like, oh, fuck, earthquake. Right? So I had to go get my son. And everything was like slow motion. So I started running to the living room. I was like, Joe. Joe. Wet, naked. Joe. Joe. I came around the corner and my son looked at me like this. And I kissed him. I go, I love you. And I walked back to the room, wet, naked. And I was toweling off. And I started thinking to myself, I was like, should I tell him what just happened? He has no idea what the fuck just happened. He was just watching SpongeBob SquarePants. And his wet, naked dad came running around the corner going, I love you, Joe. So I didn't tell him. Fuck it. I'm going to let it sit in the back of his head for the rest of his life. Every time there's an earthquake, he's going, oh, shit. You see my dad? You see my dad? Joe. If you don't have kids, all right, they're a joy. I love my son to death, man. He's 8 years old. He's the love of my life, all right? But if you don't have kids and you're thinking about having kids, because I know there's some people in here like, I'm ready to have a kid. I want to be a mommy. And there's some guys, I want to be a daddy. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. No, you're not. You're not ready. Look at me. Look at this. Look. Take a close look. I used to have long, beautiful hair. Gone. Pull out. Pull the fuck out. It's your only option. Use it. Pull out. This is all you gotta do. Ha ha. Baby? No baby. Minivan. Sports car. There's parents in here, too. I see you guys. You don't even have to tell me you're a parent. You don't have to applaud. You don't have to say shit. I know what a parent looks like. Parents recognize parents. We just know. When I said pull out, there were some parents in there like, yeah, I should have. Parents don't want to go home. You guys are laughing and having a good time right now. But in the back of your head, you're like, fuck. I hope he's asleep. And he's not. He's not. When you go home, they're waiting for you. You know why? Because your babysitter fed them fucking Cocoa Puffs and chocolate milk for fucking dinner. So now they're standing by the front door like fucking crackheads. And they're always holding heavy shit for no reason. Just naked with a box of Legos. And then you open the door, da-da! Go to sleep. My son's got to tell me 6 hours worth of shit in 2 minutes. The minute I walk in, he's got to tell me everything he did while I was gone. Daddy, you're not going to believe this, but I played NBA 2K11 in 3D, daddy! Blake Griffin dunked the basketball, and the ball came right at me, and I was like, oh, my God, I didn't Daddy, I made a basketball out of Legos, but mommy said I can't throw it in the house because it might break a window. Daddy, I tried Yoo-Hoo for the first time. Oh, no chocolate! Wow. Kids are the shit, though. When you become a parent, you got to teach your kids things that you didn't think you had to teach them. You know what I mean? Sometimes I look at my son and go, why don't you know this? It's common sense. And then I realize, oh, fuck, he just got his brain 8 years ago. I got to tell him. My son got pink eye 3 weeks straight. 3 weeks straight. I felt like the worst dad in the world. The first week, the nurse called me, right? Said, hi, your son's got pink eye. Come get your son. I go, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'll be right there. I go pick up my son. Take care of it. Bring him back to school. Second week, pink eye again, right? Nurse is pissed. Hi. Your son has pink eye. Again. Come get your son. I go, oh, my God, I'm sorry. I thought it was allergies. No, it's not allergies. His eyes are pink. I'll be right there. Go get him. Fix it up. Bring him back. Third week, pink eye again. Both fucking eyes. I swear to God, full eyes. He never looked more Asian in his life. I went to go get him. I was like, Joe, you're all right? He turned around and was like, Dad, this hurts so bad. I don't know why he was bucking his teeth. That was some extra shit. Oh. Oh. The nurse pulls me to the side and she's whisper yelling at me. I mean, she's like, whisper yelling. That's how they do it in school. They whisper yell at you in front of the kids. So she pulls me to the side, and she's like, I don't understand why you keep bringing your son to school, but he has pink eye. You need to take care of this problem before you bring him back. It's not safe for the other kids, and you're not being a responsible parent. Last time this was going to happen, do you hear me? Last time. And I got all, like, offended, so I started, like, whisper yelling in the back. I was like, hey, first of all, don't you ever yell at me in front of my kid again. And first of all, I did take care of the problem, but every time I take care of the problem, I bring him back to school, and he keeps getting pink eye. Don't you think that's a little weird? Huh? A little weird, right? It is, right? Maybe some kid at your school has pink eye on his fingertips, and he's rubbing it all over the other kid's eyes. And she goes, yeah, that's your kid. I go, sorry. So I take him home, fix it up. He's sitting on the living room floor, and I'm looking at him. I'm like, why does he keep getting pink eye? I felt like the worst dad in the world. And he's like, God was like, here, let me show you. You're too stupid to figure this out. And it happened right before my eyes. My son takes his hand and goes right down his shorts. That's when I said, no. No. Because he was in there. Like he forgot something. And he pulled his hand out, and he put it right here on his thigh. Right? And I wanted to tell him, I was like, Joe, go to the bathroom, wash your hands. That's what I wanted to say. But then I wanted to see it actually happen. I wanted to see this shit unfold. So I was giving him the benefit of the doubt. So I was just mumbling to myself, like, don't do it, Joe. Joe, don't do it, don't do it. Pink eye, fourth week, right there. I didn't know I was supposed to tell my son, Joe, when you scratch your asshole, don't rub your eye. I thought that was common fucking sense. Plus, when you scratch your asshole, it leaves a scent on your fingertips, so when you go towards your eye, your nose goes, don't put that shit in your eye. But my son smells and goes, wow, put that in both my eyes. I can see my fart. Love my son. Any new parents out there, this is my only suggestion right now. This is the only thing I can give you as another parent is take a lot of pictures and take a lot of videotape as much as you can. And actually, every time your kid goes, Mommy, pick me up. Daddy, carry me. Pick him up. Carry him. Don't look at him and go, you got legs. Walk. Don't do that shit. Because they grow up that fast. And there's going to come a time where they don't want you to pick them up anymore. And you're going to miss those fucking days. I'm going to hold my son till he's 20. I don't give a fuck. We're going to be at the mall. My son's going to be like, Dad, this is ridiculous. Rip and burp, son. Take a lot of video. Capture every moment. It's called evidence. Everything that makes your son cry or be sad, get it on tape. Use it against them. The worst day of my son's life was his first day of school. He didn't want to go to school. Kept crying till 3 o'clock in the morning. Crying all night. I don't want to go to school, Daddy. I want to stay home, Daddy. I don't want to go. I'm a good boy. I don't even know those people, Daddy. And you're going to make me go to the school. I don't want to go. Daddy, I want to stay home. And I'm like, Joe, go to sleep. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Go to bed, baby. You're going to have fun in school. You get to learn things in school. You get to meet new friends in school. You get to play with your new friends at recess. You're going to have fun, baby. Daddy's going to take you to school, so why are you scared? I'm going to be there for you. And then I was like, oh, shit, I got to get the camera. I got to get all this crying on tape. That way when he gets older and starts talking shit, I got that tape. Because you know how little boys are when they're 16? They talk shit to their dad. It's like, Dad, why are you a dick all the time? And I go, really? And I pop the tape. And what about that, bitch? But that didn't happen. I brought him to his first day of school. My son grew up just like that, right before my eyes, turned into a little man. Teacher said his name, he walked right past me. I tried to kiss him, he did that Matrix shit on me. Standing in the single file line like this, holding his backpack. And these two little boys that obviously went to preschool together, they're in the same class. And they run up behind my son. This is gonna be fun. We're gonna have it in kindergarten. We're gonna have fun in kindergarten. My son doesn't even know these kids, but he keeps looking at them, trying to engage in some type of conversation. Like, yeah, this is gonna be fun. Yeah, I'm gonna be your friend. Look at my ting ting. Across the auditorium, I'm recording everything, and he sees me. So I mouth to him. I go, I love you. I love you. And my son goes like this. What a dick, right? And then the teacher goes, all right, we're going to take your kids to class. And even if your kid starts crying, don't come with us, because we're trying to break that bond. Parents, stay in the auditorium. I go, all right, now my son's going to cry. Reality check. Daddy's got to leave. So I run up to my son. I'm trying to squeeze one tear out of this fucker. I'm saying mean shit, too, like, Daddy's got to go. It's a lot of scary people here. Watch out. My son goes like this, so what, Daddy? Just go. Get out of here. And I was like this, okay.
You don't have to say so loud. I just want you to know I made you a sandwich, and I put Go-Gurt in your backpack, and it's a Capri Sun. And if you are so hungry, Daddy put $3 in your pocket so you can get. I gotta go.
I leaned in and kissed him like this, and he put his little baby hand on my face, just like that. So cute. And he goes, move. He fucking pushed my face and walked out that door with those two boys he just met in line. And now they think he's king shit because he just bitch slapped his dad. So I stopped him. You're not going to punk me. I don't give a fuck if you're 5. I was like, Joe, turn around. Daddy's got to talk to you. Turn around. He's like, what do you want, Daddy? I'm with my friend. His one friend's like, you okay, Joe? I got this. What do you want, Daddy? I go, baby, I just want you to know one thing before you go to class, okay? I just want you to know that I could have pulled out. What are you talking about, Daddy? I'm just saying you could have ended up on a pillowcase or a shirt. Daddy, what are you talking about? I'm just saying, your mommy could have swallowed you. I'll pick up at 2:15. I gotta take this jacket off. I'm sorry, I gotta do it. I'm fucking sweating my ass off. I never told anyone where my son got Ting Ting from, so I'm going to tell you where he got it from. All right, my mom speaks Tagalog. All right, Tagalog. First of all, I just don't want you to think my son just woke up one day and looked at his dick and went, "You are Ting Ting." I'm going to tell you the history of Ting Ting. My mom speaks Tagalog. Okay, and in Tagalog, the penis is called tite. And my son heard that one day and he thought he heard Ting Ting. And we didn't want to correct him because he thought he was speaking Tagalog, and it was funny as shit. Like, we would watch, like VH1 and the VJ would be like, "We'll be right back with this independent group called the Ting Ting." So my son's like, "Oh, yeah! Sunday!" And he doesn't call his Ting Ting anymore. Like, I said it on my last special. If you didn't see it, like, my son called his dick his Ting Ting, and he called it for years. He was saying it. He started saying it like 2.5, 3, and he didn't stop. And it's starting to like worry me. You know what I mean? Like, he would, every time someone would come over, it was cute. Like 3, 4, 5, he would do it. Anyone that came over, it's like, "Hey, this is my son Joe." And my son would be naked, and like, "Look at my Ting Ting," and then he'd run. And that was funny. But then it started getting old. Like, "All right, Joe, you gotta stop. It's like you're 6 and 7, and it's not funny anymore." And he was doing dumb shit like, "Dad, Ting Ting's eating breakfast again. He's got his dick in a bowl of cereal." "Is it in the guitar?" No, is this going to stop? Is he going to be like 21? He's got his dick in a bottle of beer. "Dad, Ting Ting's drunk again." "Ah, he ain't driving, though. He's not driving." He stopped calling it his Ting Ting. Thank God. You know what I mean? He stopped calling it his Ting Ting this year. Eight. And it's sad, but I was happy. You know what I mean? Like, I was sad because he didn't do it anymore, but I was happy because he stopped. But he still plays with his dick. Because he's a boy. That's what boys do. You know what I mean? You discover your dick at 2, and you don't stop. I haven't. And every guy in here hasn't stopped either. There's some guys looking at me like, "Oh, that's disgusting." Shut the fuck up. You do it too. Guys find stupid reasons to play with their dick. No reason. Like, "Is it tax season? God damn it. Fuck." There's old guys in here. I see some old guys in here. They're probably like, "Oh, that's disgusting. I would never have to do that." He's probably looking at his wife. "I would never, you know, I've been married to you for 25 years, I would never have to do that." Fucker does it the most. You're not as fast as you used to. You don't have that young arm anymore. But you're wiser, you're older, you probably do creative shit like leave your hand out there and fuck your hand like, "Yeah. Back in my day." Stop playing with his dick. I mean, he still plays with his dick, and it's hilarious because, like, this is when it happened. This is when I caught him one time. It was the funniest shit. He was sleeping at my house, and he was sleeping right next to me, and I had my back turned to him, right? And he wakes up early. My son wakes up, like, 7 o'clock in the morning all the time, and all I hear is this, just da-da-da-da, 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 da-da-da-da-da. And I woke up, I was like, "What the fuck is he doing?" And I looked over my shoulder, and my son had the hardest 8-year-old penis I've ever seen. Like, he was dreaming about Transformers all night, and he woke up and went, "Bumblebee," and his dick went, And he didn't know what to do with it, so he was just strumming it like a guitar, like da 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 da. Then he saw me wake up and go da da. And I couldn't get mad at him, because I woke up with a boner too. So I just joined in. I was like da 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 da. Anyways, back to the story. Back to the Ting Ting story. All right, the reason why he calls it his Ting Ting is because, like I said, my mom speaks Tagalog. And in Tagalog, the penis is called Tite. He heard it, he thought he heard Ting Ting. All right, now this is when it happened. I'm going to tell you guys a story. There's people that aren't Filipino in here. I'm going to tell you a story about Filipino moms and their sons. Now, Filipino moms do shit to their sons that may not be socially accepted in America. But I just want you to know, I'm okay. Now, I know that's a creepy way to introduce a joke, but just believe me, I'm all right. Now, my mom was at my house when my son was about 3.5, 4 years old, okay? And he just got done taking a bath. He's like, Daddy, I'm done taking a bath. Come and get me. Right? And my mom was like, Little Joe, I'll take care of you. Come to Grandma. Come on. Come to Grandma. And my son was like, Grandma! And he jumped out of the bathtub, wet, naked, running to his grandma. Grandma, 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 come to grandma. Grandma, 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 come to grandma. Grandma, grandma, grandma. And he got right in front of his grandma, and my mom grabbed his dick and went, I got your ticket. And he fucking ran. Ah! And I laughed. Because she used to do that shit to me. I used to hate it when my mom grabbed my tite. And here's the fucked up part. My mom would get mad at me for getting mad at her for touching my tite. How fucked up is that? She's like, I got your tite. I'm like, Mom, don't do that. Because I'm 32. I don't know how my mom did it, you know what I mean? My mom's amazing, you know what I mean? She had two kids that were living at home at the time when she was, you know, when she was single, you know, and she raised both of us really well. She was amazing. She became the mother and the father. And the reason why I tell you that is because she reminded us every fucking day. There wasn't a day that my mom didn't tell us that. Just me and my sister just playing in the room, playing around, and then my mom would just come into the room and go, I just want you kids to know one thing. I'm the mother and the father. I bring home the bacon, and I cook that motherfucker too. My mom was tough as shit. I dare anybody to fuck with my mom's kid. Dare anybody. My mom was 4'10". She'll fight anybody. She didn't give a shit. That's how tough my mom was. I remember one time I was at a shoe store, and I was fucking up the shoe wall. You know the shoe display wall? Fucking it up. Just putting shoes all over the place. Right? And the salesman saw me. He was like, hey, get the fuck out of here. Fucking up the shoe wall. Get the fuck out of here. He's cursing at me, right? He didn't know my mom was in the back of the store. He couldn't see her. She's 4'10". My mom popped around the corner. She was like, hey, who are you talking to? You don't talk to my children like that. Who are you, huh? I want to speak to the manager. And the guy started making fun of my mom's accent. Oh, you want to speak to the manager? Huh? You want to talk to the manager? And my mom goes, oh, that's funny. You're making fun of my accent? I live in your country and I speak two languages, Tagalog and English. You live here. How many do you speak? One? You're stupid. So the guy started cursing at my mom, right? He was like, you know what? I don't need to hear this shit. Get the fuck out of my store. Take your kid and get the fuck out of my store, right? So my mom started cursing back, right? And I've seen my mom curse before, but we never seen her get into a curse fight. And when you curse, certain words go together. But my mom takes whatever curse word she knows and throws them at you. He's like, get the fuck out of my store. My mom goes, oh yeah? You son of a shit. Fuck your pussy has a dick with a shit in it. And your pussy has a mother shit in it. Fuck your pussy, yeah? I looked at my sister and go, did mom just say mother shit? My mom never hit us, and she never put us in time out. She had something better than that. It was called lecturing. If I did something wrong, my mom had at least 2 hours worth of shit to say about it. And it would last so long that it would just, I would look at my mom and go, Mom, just fucking hit me already. I don't want to hear your voice anymore. And if I did something wrong, it wasn't because, like, if I got a bad grade in school, it wasn't because I wasn't studying. It was because I was trying to kill my mom. I was physically trying to kill my mother. You know what I mean? Like, my mom would look at me and go, Joseph, you're getting a D, and that's why. Why are you doing that, Joseph? I did not come to this country to give you a better education. That way you get a D and not be successful in life, and then you're going to live in poverty. That's how I live in the Philippines. I do not want you to do that, Joseph. Are you trying to give me heart attack? I'm going to die, Joseph. Why are you going to do this to me? I'm like, Mom, just fucking hit me. Hit me, man. If I lost something, I lost it. My mom would never help us find shit. Right? Normal parents help their fucking kids, right? Normal parents help. It's like, okay, did you lose something? Your keys? What was it in your pants? Well, what jeans? Were you wearing jeans? Well, let's look for those jeans. That's how you fucking help your kids find shit. Not my mom. If I lost something, I can guarantee my mom's right behind me fucking with me. Right? She enjoys that shit. If I'm looking under the couch, I guarantee my mom's right behind me like, oh, what? What's under the couch, Joseph? Is it your kids? Did you lose your kids again?
Oh, maybe they walk under the couch like that.
Now I gotta ask my mom for help. That's the worst mistake I can make. Mom, I'm late for work. Do you know where my keys are? Joseph, did you just ask me where your keys are? Isn't that a stupid question? That is a stupid question, Joseph. Excuse me, person that does not drive my car. Do you know where my keys are? That is stupid, Joseph. Why don't you ask me where my keys are? I'll know the answer to that. Go ahead, Joseph. Ask me. Come on. Ask me right now. Mom, do you know where your keys are? Of course I do. Of course I do, Joseph. I know where my keys are all the time. You know why, Joseph? Because I put them in the same place that I always put my keys. I hang them over here, oh, on this wooden plaque that says key. Joseph, when you lose something, do you use your eyes to look for it? Or do you use your mouth? Because every time you lose something, Joseph, you use your mouth to find something. You can't find anything like that, Joseph. You just walk around, has anybody seen my kids? I don't know where my kids are. I made my way. Open your eyes. Look for them. The only time my mom ever got physical with me was at church. Weirdest place, right? Physical at church. And the reason why is because when you're 10, 11 years old, you hate church. For the simple fact that you got to sit there for an hour and a half on this wooden pew. And you got to sit there. And when you're 10, 11 years old, you don't even have ass meat yet. It's just bone on wood. That's why kids move around so much. Because they can't feel their asses anymore. And that guy won't stop preaching. Just hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm telling you, this is my last moment. You better stop acting like this. I'm telling you, you will not be happy.
Hallelujah.
around, turn around. Sorry, sorry. What is wrong with you? Why are you acting like this? You better behave, huh? This is my last warning. I'm kidding you right now. You will not be happy.
And I would taunt my mom, because we were in church. I'm like, what are you going to do? Are you gonna hit me? And my mom would take her fingertips, the tips of her nails, and she would grab a pinch of skin. You know what I'm talking about, right? And she would pinch so hard, I could actually feel the nails touch inside of me. It would hurt so bad that I would lean in like this. Ha! Ah! And my mom would whisper in my ear, "Who's laughing now?" Love my mom. Retired. Finally, she's retired. Doesn't work anymore. But this is what my mom's doing with the retirement. She's a DJ. A fucking DJ. Not a DJ at weddings. Like a real DJ at an AM radio station with headphones and everything. Like, hey, everybody, it's DJ Josephine. I'm playing Filipino music from the past, present, and future. And it's annoying. Because I got to go to these, like every time I have a show in Vegas, I got to go to this radio show. My mom tells me to go, Joseph, come to my radio show and thank all of my listeners for patronizing your career. And I have to go and talk to all 40 of her listeners. But here's the part that pisses me off the most. Every time I go in, she acts like she doesn't know who the fuck I am. Right? I walk in, she's like, oh, we have a guest. And then she starts rummaging through her papers. Oh, it says here you're a comedian. Wow. A comedian. Well, tell us how it is to be a comedian. Jacquai? Jacquai? It's Joe Coy. Mom? She did not want me to be a comedian at all. This is my 19th year in stand-up, and when I told my mom 19 years ago that I wasn't going to college, she cried. Cried. Why, Joseph? Comedian? Really? That's what you want to do? There's no future in comedian, Joseph. There's no money to be made in comedian, Joseph. What are you, a clown? You're going to be a clown, Joseph? How about if you get sick, Joseph? There's no health insurance. There's no health insurance if you get sick. How are you going to pay the doctor? Jokes? Oh, thank you, doctor. What do I owe you? Oh, really? Knock, knock. The one person that did believe in me, my Lola Tina, my grandmother, right? My grandmother passed away of cancer 19 years ago. Like, she passed away of cancer. The cool thing about my grandmother is she fought that shit to the end. She was diagnosed with it, and she was supposed to go like that, and she ended up fighting that shit for 5 years. And we all, yeah, it was amazing. It was a sad time, but it was a good time, you know what I mean? Because we all moved to Vegas. That's why I moved to Vegas, is to be with my grandmother. And it was a sad time, but it was a good time, because those times that I was with her, she would, you know, I got to meet my grandmother. I got to know my grandmother. She would tell me stories, and I would just sit there and listen all day. Man, she would tell me all kinds of stories. And I would just listen to her like, are you serious? Really, Grandma? So she used to lose her keys too, huh? Tough as shit, man. My grandma was tough. And I know that's where I got my funny from. My grandmother, you know what I mean? She was funny. And she would do it indirectly, like catch me off guard all the time. Like I would take her to chemo and it would just driving in the car. And she'd be like, Joseph, like, what, Grandma? I just want you to know that when I die, like, Grandma, don't say that. I don't like it when you talk like that. No, it's okay. Why can I not talk about that? I'm gonna go to heaven. You don't want me to go to heaven? One time we were sitting on the couch, right? And we're watching TV. I said, true story. It was so fucked up. She goes, Joseph. I go, what? Grandma, why? She's like, I just want you to know that when I pass away, my grandma, please don't talk like that. I don't like it when you talk. No, it's okay, Joseph. I am okay with it. You should be okay with it also. But when I pass away, I just want you to know that every time you go to sleep, I'm going to be watching you. Sometimes I will tickle your toes. And you'll wake up. And then you'll look at your feet. And then I'll go, One time I was taking her back, right, from chemo, and I laid her on her bed, right? I put her on the bed, and I go, Lola, if you need anything, just call me. I'll be right here. I'll take care of you. Okay, just call me. She's like, okay, Joseph, love you. I go, I love you. And I started to walk out. And she goes, Joseph, bless me. Bless me. If you're not Filipino, let me tell you what blessing is, okay? This is what we do with our elders. When you leave and you say goodbye to your elders, this is what we do. Can you stand up? Just stand up. Let me touch your, get your hand, and you touch the forehead like that. The sign of respect. That's what we do. We don't look at our elders and go, fuck you, peace. You don't do that. Bye, bitch, and then walk. You show respect. That's what you do. And she was like, Joseph, bless me. You can't live without blessing your grandmother. And I was like, oh my God, grandma, I'm so sorry. I'll be right there, right? And I go, and I grab her hand, right? And I go to touch my forehead. And before I touch my forehead, she grabbed my dick and went, I got your teeth there. I'm like, fuck! Pretty sure that's where my grandma, my mom got all, you know, her personality from. My mom is a spitting image of my grandmother. And it's cool. I love it. Anytime my mom needed to get her point across, she knew how to do it. Because I never listened to my mom. I'd always do that. You know what I mean? I'm just, Mom, are you serious? No, that's ridiculous. And I just walk away from her and she gets mad, right? But she always found a way to tell me that I was doing something wrong or she needed to show me, like, Joseph, you need to correct this. Here's why, right? One time, like, I suffer from this thing called sleep apnea, okay? If you don't know what sleep apnea is, just ask one of the nurses inside the building. They'll tell you. It's a form of snoring, only it's worse. It's worse than snoring. I choke when I sleep, and I'm loud. I'm so loud that I wake myself up. And you gotta see the way I sleep. It's disgusting. Like, this is what I look like when I sleep. Ha! Who is it? Who's out there? I didn't know I had sleep apnea. My mom told me I had sleep apnea. I was asleep at her house about 6 years ago, sleeping in the guest room, the same way I always do, just like this. Ha! Ha! And I woke up, my mom's at the foot of the bed like this. Oh my God, Joseph. You're dying. I go, Mom, I'm not dying, I'm snoring. Joseph, that is not snoring, you look like this. Joseph, you have to go to a doctor and get that check out. I'm telling you, you're going to die, and I don't want you to die, Joseph, because I'll die of heart attack if you die. Oh, my God, Joseph, get that. Mom, I'm not going to go to a doctor for snoring. How long are you watching me? That's creepy. And I kicked her out. Get out of here. Get out of here, Mom. I'm sorry, Joseph. I did not mean to startle you. It's just that I was walking to the kitchen and I heard a noise coming from the guest room. It sounded like someone was killing a bear. And I was like, I don't have a bear. So I opened the door and I noticed that it was just you, Joseph. Snoring. So I'm sorry. You don't have to go to a doctor. Just go to sleep. Go to sleep. And die.
So I went back to sleep, same shit, ha, 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 and I woke up, ha, ha, ha. My mom's at the foot of the bed with a fucking camcorder. I got it all on video tape. You fucking recorded me? Uh-huh, Johnson, I put it on video tape, that way you can see what I'm talking about, Johnson. It's not right, watch the video tape, you'll go to a doctor, Johnson, please watch it. I'm like, all right, mama, watch the video tape. I can't believe he recorded me, Mom. Just watch the tape. All right, put it in. And she put the tape in. Before she pressed play, this is what my mom did. Everybody come downstairs. We're going to watch Joseph sleep. It's scary. She pressed play. I watched it. It's the creepiest video I ever see. It's shot in that black light. You know what I mean? Like that surveillance video shit. It's pitch dark in the hallway. My mom can't even see herself. She's just standing in front of the camera, and she's documenting the whole thing like she's on Discovery. We're outside my son's room. He says that he is snoring, and I told him that he is not snoring. So I'm going to get this on videotape. That way he'll see it and then go to a doctor. Let's take a closer look. I watched the videotape. It's horrible. It's horrible. And I saw myself sleeping. I couldn't believe it. I ended up going to a sleep center. I had to go there. They had to monitor my sleeping behavior. You know what I mean? The doctor put all these wires on my toes. These wires on my fingertips, these chest pads to monitor my heart. They put this crown on my head to monitor my brain waves. When the doctor put all that shit on me, he was like, all right, you can sleep now. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I look like a Christmas tree. But I fell asleep. I can sleep in any situation back then, man. And I fell asleep. The doctor let me sleep about 15 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. And he kicked the door open, scared the shit out of me. Like, he literally kicked the door blind. Get up! I was like, pissed. He goes, how long have you been sleeping like this? I go, my whole life. He goes, holy shit! Because I'm surprised you're not dead yet. I go, why? He goes, you sleep like a 400-pound obese man. I go, are you serious? He goes, yeah, I'm serious. We monitor how many times you wake up a minute. You want to know how many times you wake up a minute? I go, how many times? He goes, 60 times a minute. There's only 60 seconds in a minute. That means I've been sleeping like this my whole life. Ka, 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 ka. He wanted to perform surgery that week. He goes, I want to cut your soft palate out and your tonsils out. That way you breathe better. You have an open passage for you to breathe better. And I was like, well, how long is the healing process? He goes, about 3 months. I go, I can't do that. I'm on the road every week. I can't do that. He goes, well, there's an alternative. I go, what? He goes, a CPAP machine. Yeah, a CPAP machine. If you don't know what a CPAP machine is, I have to wear this mask on my face. All right, these two straps go behind my head. It looks like I have a jock strap on my face. This hose goes out into a machine. I press power to blow the air down my throat. But when I wear it, I sleep like an angel. Just brrrr. Every now and then, I'll knock the straps off. It's like a scene from Aliens. I don't tell any girl about this machine until the first night we do it. Because if I tell her before, it's a deal breaker. No girl is going to sleep with a guy with a fucking machine next to his bed. She walks into the room and she sees that machine. She's like, what the fuck is that? And I just look at her and go, how are you feeling? I love you so much, you guys.
shirt yet. Is this cool or what? Where's your t-shirt, Joe? He'll show you, asshole.
I love you guys so much. Thank you.
Hey, remember what I said about my mom and her gold? Did I not say it? In the car. I go, how much you want to bet my mom's going to have a ton of gold on?
Oh.
It's an event. I'm going to wear gold.